Would you poll the council, please?
Herbert?
Yes.
Kennard?
Yes.
The city council voted unanimously
Deaver?
Last
yes.
night in favor yes. of the resolution to make the site a national monument under the Antiquities Act of 1906. The act established by Theodore Roosevelt allows the U.S. president to take executive action, bypassing the House and the Senate, to restrict the use of public land. This is something Waco's Parks and Recreations Director Rusty Black says has been a long time coming.
You know, it's been quite some time since that process has been initiated to try to get it to be a national monument.
Black says making the Mammoth site a national monument isn't just important because of the funding, but getting the title would add significance not only to the site, but to the city. He says having a national monument in Waco would bring in more tourism and recognition.
You see that we have Mammoth V, which are these bones right here. And as you can see, they're labeled unknown at this time.
Waco's Mammoth site is a local scientific gem of sorts, stumbled upon by two men back in the late 1970s. The site near the Bosque River is home to the nation's only recorded discovery of fossils belonging to a nursery herd of Colombian mammoths. The fossil remains of 22 of these mammoths have been excavated at the site by Baylor staff, students, and volunteers since then. Some of those fossils date back 65,000 years. The process of making the Mammoth site a national monument started almost 10 years ago, back in 2006 and 2007. The Department of Interior had conducted a survey that recommended the Mammoth site was significant enough to become a national monument. And then Democrat Congressman Chet Edwards proposed legislation to make that happen. Black says after getting passed in the House of Representatives, the bill met opposition from Oklahoma Congressman Tom Coburn. He put the bill on an anonymous hold because of federal spending concerns, a pattern that would continue until present day.
We did everything we could to reach Senator Coburn.
That's Gloria Young. She's the former chairman for the Mammoth Site Fundraising Committee. She headed efforts to raise money for the site's current $4.5 million facilities, which opened to the public in 2009. This includes a welcome center, paved trails, and an enclosed dig shelter and climate-controlled museum that protect the original dig site. Young says the National Parks Conservation Association and then-Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, along with John Cornyn, tried to get more legislation passed to make the site a national monument.
To explain to him that we had built this, there was no cost to take this into the National Park Service because it had a foundation behind it and community support.
And Young says Congressman Bill Flores has also championed the legislation, but he's met roadblocks too.
Senator Coburn said he would not allow it unless the bill specified that no funding ever could be used by the federal government.
Young says that proposal didn't sit well with the National Parks Service. They needed funding for some operations on the site, so the legislation was abandoned again.
Why didn't we do that to begin with?
Well, I think it was...
In last night's meeting, council member Tony Herbert asked why the Antiquities Act hadn't been considered before. In response, Mayor Malcolm Duncan says he thinks timing played a big role.
There were other parks that got approved through this that then sparked the committee's interest in it, and they felt that the Mammoth site was such a priority that it ought to be approved.
Representatives from the city, Baylor, and the Waco Mammoth Foundation Board are slated to meet about the proposal with the National Parks Conservation Association in October. This meeting would also include the head of the National Park Service and Secretary of Interior. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.